previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
NUMSA is set to embark on an indefinite strike at Ford starting tomorrow, Thursday. Business Day reports that this could disrupt production and throw global supply chain processes into disarray when thousands of workers abandon their posts. Says NUMSA General Secretary Ivan Jim, the reason for the strike is Ford refusing to share its profits with workers and denying them bonuses. The automotive sector, one of the country's largest economic contributors, adding around 4.3% to GDP. An Oudtshoorn-based flight school has been added to a list of companies sanctioned by the United States for allegedly training Chinese fighter pilots using ex-US and European fighter pilots. There are six new additions to the sanctions list, including the Test Flying Academy of South Africa. The other companies are in China and Britain. The Test Flying Academy, quoted by News 24, says it has not been consulted, broken no laws, and been operating openly for a decade. We also now have clarity on the fate of the country's state-owned enterprises, which will go to their respective policy departments. The presidency has confirmed that Eskom will now fall under Electricity Minister Hosientjo Ramakgopa. Transnet will now shift to new Transport Minister Barbara Creasy. The presidency itself will establish a new state holding company for the SOEs along the lines of one used in Malaysia. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetja Ganyaho has welcomed the reappointment of Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana. Interviewed by Bloomberg TV in Lisbon, he said, "We still have the same Minister of Finance we have been talking to, who has always been providing guidance and leadership on macroeconomic policy. And that," said Ganyaho, "gives us comfort." Ganyaho may be positive, the rand not so much. It's down another 1.1% against the dollar, 18.60 this morning. Ditto the euro at 19.98 and sterling 23.60. The dollar itself unchanged at 107 to the euro. And the JSE is also coming off. The JSE All Shares down 0.5% at the bell last evening. The top 40 down a third. Investors still very nervous about the fragility of the new political landscape. London's FTSE down 0.6%, while in New York, records continue to tumble. The S&P 500 went above 5,500 for the first time, up 0.6%. The Nasdaq above 18,000 for the first time, up 0.8%. The Dow up 0.4%. Tokyo this morning up just under 1%. Hong Kong the same. Sydney up 0.25%. Gold at 2,332. Platinum 998. Bitcoin just over 60,900. And Brent crude oil just over $86.70 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.